It has been a chilly Tuesday across New York and western New England. Following a cold start, temperatures this afternoon have moved into the 30s and 40s, but running a few degrees below seasonable levels for late November. A weak disturbance is rolling through the northeast, and that has brought some cloudiness around at times. We've also had a few flurries fall. Most of those flurries have been in areas along and north of I-90. Moving into tonight, that disturbance will push off to the east and high pressure will come into control. So we're looking for partly cloudy to mainly clear skies across the region. Any lingering flurries or snow showers will come to an end. It will be cold again as temperatures fall into the 20s in most areas, though a few spots may once again dip into the teens as the night rolls along. And moving into the day tomorrow, we have high pressure that will remain in control, so we're looking for a bright and dry Wednesday across the region. In terms of travel conditions around the Northeast, things are looking fine, and even across the nation, there is really no stormy weather between here and about the Mississippi River. Heading farther west, and especially into the Rockies, there will likely be some delays in travel during tomorrow with some snow in the higher elevations. But by and large, anywhere across the eastern half of the nation, things should be fine for travel during the day tomorrow. On the thermometer for us, it will be another cool day. Temperatures will move up into the 40s, though some of the higher elevations will once again hold in the 30s tomorrow afternoon. So we're dry tomorrow night, and we're also dry into Thanksgiving Day. But we're going to change things up a bit on Thanksgiving as it will turn warmer. We'll see the wind turn to the southwest, and that will push in some milder air. So temperatures on Thanksgiving Day are expected to rise into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We'll keep things mild on Friday, though as we work through Friday and Friday night, a front will cross, and that will begin to cool us back down as we roll through Saturday and Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries, cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, dry and cool, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries, cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, dry and cool, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, dry and cool, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low in the lower to mid-20s. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, dry and cool, high in the mid-40s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny and warmer, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of afternoon showers, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.